Profits plunged in the third quarter at Charles Schwab Corporation, the nation's top online and discount brokerage, and NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Schwab's profits dropped more than 90%. Earnings for the quarter ending September 30th declined from 10 cents per share last year to 1 cent this year. The general market slump had hurt Schwab's brokerage commissions even before the September 11th attacks. Then the U.S. stock markets were closed for 4 days. Trading volume shot up when the markets reopened, but Harry Milling, a stock analyst with the mutual fund rating company Morningstar, says that did not benefit Schwab.
Charles Schwab derives most of its revenue from commissions from consumer trades, not from pensions or mutual funds. And it was those kinds of more institutional trades that occurred after the 4 days, whereas the consumer really remained on the sidelines.
Schwab also had to take an accounting charge for 2,400 layoffs it announced in August. Milling says the cutback should pay off for the company in the current quarter. Schwab's share price actually rose after it announced earnings. Milling says investors are betting that the third quarter was the bottom for the market and that future earnings will improve. Schwab's business had already begun to pick up early this month. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.